Matthew chapter 7, beginning at verse 24. Build your house on the rock. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. Now, what this book tells you is it tells you how to get out of any dangerous situation you find yourself in. So, for instance, if you find yourself falling over a waterfall in a barrel, this book tells you how to get out of it. Put your hands up if you think you're a bit good at survival techniques. If you were, like, parachuted into the middle of the desert or in a jungle or in the Arctic, that you would be able to survive. You're a bit of a Bear Grylls, is it? Like, who goes and does all the survival things? So you think that you are a bit good. I'm going to test you. And this applies to everyone, okay? You all need to join in with this. Let's have the first scenario up, okay? Let's have the next slide. How to avoid being attacked by a black bear, okay? If you're in the wild and there's a black bear nearby, how do you avoid being attacked? Is it A, you be very, very quiet? Put your hands... Oh, hang on. Is it B, you talk really loudly or sing? Or is it C, you smear honey on a tree and then run away very fast? Put your hands up if you think it's A, you be very, very quiet. Put your hands up if you think it's B, you talk really loudly or sing. Okay. Put your hands up if you think it is C, you smear honey on a tree and then you run away. Oh dear. Excellent. Okay. If you hit the hit button, hopefully the right one will come up. The answer is B, you talk loudly or you sing. Okay, let's try another one. Okay, next one. How to escape from killer bees. Okay, because we always find ourselves in those sorts of situations. Is it A, you jump into a lake or river? Is it B, you run away as fast as you can? Or is it C, you stand still? Put your hands up if you think it's A, you jump into a river, lake, body of water, glass of anything. Okay. Put your hands up if you think it's B, you run away as fast as you can. Put your hands up if you think it is C, you stand still. Oh dear. The answer is B, you run away as fast as you can. Apparently, I was told by a very intelligent teacher in the school the other day, because I thought, when I put this together, I thought it was A. I thought you jump into water. But apparently, bees, they're very clever, and they hang about over the water waiting for you to come back up again. How scary is that? All right, next one. How to control a runaway. Come on, this is all really important stuff, guys, all right? Is it A, how to control a runaway camel? You hang on to the saddle and you ride it out like you're like... Woo, woo, woo. Is it B, you pull back on the reins in a series of sharp tugs like that? Or is it C, you yell really loudly in the camel's ear something like... Stop! Like that. Put your hands up if you think it is A, you hang on to the saddle and you ride it out. Put your hands up if you think it is B, you pull back on the reins in a series of sharp tugs. Put your hands up... If you think it is C, you yell really loudly in the camel's ear. Oh dear. The answer is A. You hang on to the saddle and you ride it out. Apparently, camels get really tired really quickly. Okay? So next time you're riding your camel through Ilford City Centre and it starts to go a bit crazy, just hang on. It'll be fine. Let's have the last one. How to escape from a charging alligator. Is the answer A, you jump up and down to confuse it? The alligator's going... Is it B, you run straight towards it? Why would you? Put your hands up. If you think it is C, you run away, but in a zigzag fashion. Put your hands up if you think it is A, you jump up and down. Put your hands up if you think it is B, you run straight towards it. Uh-oh. Put your hands up if you think it is C, you run away in a zigzag pattern. Okay, cool. The answer is C. Yes! You run away in a zigzag fashion. Can I just ask Pete, why Pete, why would you run straight towards a charging alligator? Because that's a good idea too, yeah. Brilliant. Okay, wonderful. Put your hands up if you've got one or more of those right. Excellent. Okay, some good survival technique things going on here. Okay, let's have the next slide. You see, thing is, this is all really wise instruction. If you learn nothing else this morning from my talk, you have learned how to avoid being attacked by a black bear, how to survive like a runaway camel, charging alligator, and killer bees. Okay? But it's not very wise instruction if you don't put it into practice at the right time. If the next time you find yourself on your camel in Ilford City Centre and it goes a bit crazy and you don't remember what to do in that situation, it ceases to be wise advice, okay? Now, Jesus knew all about this, okay? And he used to use parables as a way of teaching people. And he just finished talking to a big crowd of people, giving them loads of wise instructions. And he says, some of you are going to go away and you're going to think, yeah, that's really wise what that guy was talking about. Yeah, I ought to do that. But then when the time comes, we fail to put that wise advice into practice. And when dangerous situations come in our lives, we find ourselves in trouble. So we're going to talk through this parable together. I'm going to need your help on this. Can I have the next slide, please? Okay, we're going to read the story of the wise and the foolish builder. Okay, now I'm going to need your help. Okay, so every word that appears on the screen, okay, there will be words that are in blue. What colour?
Blue.
Brilliant. And schools are much more interactive, you know. All right, and the blue words are your words, okay? You own them. They are your words to say. I don't want you shouting and screaming them, all right? I know what some of you young people are like. You go, just say them, okay? Just read them. Okay, let's try it. Let's have the first slide. Oh, here is a... Can you see that very well? That's not very... Oh, sorry. If I like... Okay. Here is a...
Man.
He is looking for a place to build a...
House.
Beautiful. Excellent. Next slide. He climbs to the top of a big grey rock.
Ah.
Ah. He says, this is a good place. The man begins...
To build.
His house. It is hard work. He
puffs and
pants. You just said pants in church. He
puffs
and
groans
all day long until finally the work is done.
Just in time.
He says,
it looks like rain.
Beautiful. You've done this before. The
rain
pours down. The
lightning
flashes. The
thunder
booms. The water
rushes
around the house and
crashes
at the rock. The rock stays firm. The man
was wise
to choose the rock. Okay, so here we have in this story, Jesus told a man builds his house, takes him a long time, puts in a lot of effort, builds a house just in time, the rains come, floods come up, but his house stays firm, okay? His house stands still. Let's have the next slide. Here is
another man.
He wants a house. I want it now. I want it quick. This place will do.
He says.
Beautiful. He builds
his house
down on the sand. This won't take long.
He says.
And he whistles whilst he works. His house is
done.
He goes inside and
shuts
the door. A raindrop falls onto his nose.
Oh dear.
Right, hang on a minute, all right? Bit of sympathy. This man's just gone in his house and it's raining in his house. Not, oh dear, all right? Not, oh dear. This is like, oh dear, all right? Let's do that again. A raindrop falls onto his nose.
Oh dear.
Better. Next slide. The rain
pours down.
The lightning
flashes.
The thunder
booms.
The water
runs through the house.
The...
My words.
Over there.
My words.
Over there.
My words.
Somewhere behind me.
The house. And splashes at his knees. The sand is washed away. The house
falls down.
The
city man
was wrong to build on the sand. Jesus says, I am like the wise man's rock. If you trust me, I will never let you down. Now, when I share this story in assemblies in our local primary schools, obviously, I take into account that not everyone there is going to be a Christian. Okay, I do talk about how important this story is for Christians to think about the wise advice, wise instructions that Jesus gives us and what we ought to really be building our lives upon. And that if we do build our lives on the instructions that Jesus gives us, and what I love about the story and what we read from Matthew's gospel is Jesus, this is a warning, and he says trouble will come. He doesn't say if you trust in my wise words, troubles won't come. He says troubles will still come, but if you base your life on my teachings, then you'll stand firm. Now when I go into the local primary schools, if you just hit in this button, we draw out a message that's quite a general one for the kids as well. We talk about taking shortcuts not always being the best option, that hard work is hard work, but will pay off on the end. And we ask the young people, we say, who do you go to for advice? Who gives you wise instructions? We ask them to think about a piece of a wise instruction that they've been given, maybe that day, maybe that week, about how to behave around the school, how to do their work properly, how to maybe behave at home, what sorts of things to put in their tummies, that kind of thing. And we talk about the fact that sometimes people give us wise advice and we decide that no, we want to live life our own way. We know a better way. But it always happens, doesn't it, that when we choose to go our own way and live the lives that we want to live, that when the trouble comes, it's a lot more difficult than if we actually built our lives upon what we really ought to be building our lives on. So that's really my thought for today, is what are we building our lives on? And I'd encourage you maybe to go away today and reread through the Sermon on the Mount that comes before the parable that Jesus tells and sort of think about some of the wise instructions that Jesus is giving and thinking, how can I apply this into my life? Am I being a peacemaker? Am I not being anxious? So I'm going to hand back over to Martin now. I think I'm finished. I was told to keep it to within 45 minutes. So I think I'm all right.
Well, just stay there. We'll just pray for you and your work. And thank you very much for being with us today. Let's pray for this.
Can I share something, actually? Yeah. Very, 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 very quickly. Just for your prayers, and I know that a lot of you, thank you so much for your faithfulness in prayer over the years. But two things you can really pray for us over the summer. One is, this time of year is always really quite a challenge in that lots of teachers move between schools, and sometimes the links that we've established with schools over a period of time come under a bit of a threat. So please pray that the links that we've established with schools continue, and in September more doors will open. That'll be really exciting. We've just in the last term had three high schools that we've not been in for a while suddenly go, come in. So Wanstead High, Caterham, and one other, Chadwell Foundation School, Academy, what it is now. But the other thing I'd really like to pray about is Neil. Those of you who know Neil may know that he's recently had an operation. He's at home recovering, and I saw him on Wednesday, and he's doing very well, but it's still quite a long journey for him. For those of you who don't know but want to know more, please come and talk to me afterwards, because I don't want to really share from the front. But he's been going through a hard time, so please pray for, bear him up in prayer for his health. That'd be really, really good. Thank you. Sorry.
Father, we thank you for the things that you've reminded us of this morning. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and all that he came to give us. And we pray that we might respond by receiving those good things, his love and his grace and his great wisdom. Father, we pray for Rob and for Neil and for Rosemary and for the work that they do in the schools. We thank you for these three schools that have now asked them in. It's a real valuable opportunity there. Pray that you might help Rob and the rest of the team to know how best to respond to those invitations. We pray, Lord, for the existing relationships they have with other schools, that they might continue the other side of the summer break when the new academic year starts. And Father, over these particular weeks, we pray for Neil, for those who are close to him, who are helping him day by day. Pray for Rob in his relationship with Neil. Lord, we do ask that you might strengthen Neil and enable him to still have an input and a role and a place within the work of CEP. And we ask, Father, that you might guide them as your people. May you encourage them. May you instruct them well. May they mature and develop to be more usable in your service and your kingdom. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Great. Thank you very much for being here today. Just to remind folk again to use those envelopes. They'll be available today and also next Sunday. We're going to finish by singing a lovely song about the Lord Jesus. We're reminded about the value of his words. And we're going to stand and sing this song about him. You're the word of God the Father from before the world began. So let's stand and sing together, shall we?
Oh, yeah. You're the Word of God the Father, from before the world began. Every star and every planet has been fashioned by your hand. All creation holds together by the power of your eyes. Let the skies declare your glory, let the land and seas rejoice. You're the author of creation, you're the Lord of every man, and your cry of love rings out across the land. You're to shed the gaze of angels, came to seek and save the lost, and exchange the joy of heaven for the anguish of a cross. With a prayer you fed the hungry, with a word you calmed the sea. Yet how silently you suffered, that the guilty may go free. You're the author of creation, you're the Lord of every man, and your cry of love rings out across the land. With a shout you rose victorious, wresting victory from the grave, and ascended into heaven, leading captives in your way. Now you stand before the Father, interceding for your own. From each tribe and tongue and nation, you are leading sinners home. You're the author of creation, you're the Lord of every man, and your cry of love rings out across the land.
Just take our seats for a minute, because there was something that Laura was meant to tell us earlier, which we forgot. So Laura, do you want to come and say that now? Thanks.
It's not a big notice. Basically, Rachel's not here today, so if you're part of the summer read, I'm kind of in charge. The book's in the right-hand corner over there, and if you've got the money to pay, that would be great. But just come and see me in the corner after this.
Okay. I'm going to suggest that the stewards have the collection baskets ready if people want to put any of those envelopes or just their general weekly giving into the collection baskets Jeff's got. Let's pray together before we finish. Father, we thank you for your continued goodness and grace to